We've been together now about 3 years. There's five of us in the band. Two of the guys were in another band originally, and they recruited three more of us once they kind of started this new group. Pretty much all of our recording over the last 2 years has been done during lockdown. So we've been in and out of Windmill Lane recording our album, which is nearly finished, I think, now at this stage. That's been an experience, I would say.
Yeah, so Alex and Ali, they were the two original band members, and then yourself, Evan, and guitarist James O'Gorman and Shane Waldron, they also came in and formed After Bliss into what it is today. 2020 was a big year for you guys. As you mentioned there, you got into Windmill Lane Studios, you recorded your first song and a couple of other tracks as well. So just tell me a little bit about those songs.
Yeah, so our first song was released in December 2020. That was Until Sunrise, it was called. It feels like a long time ago now. We released two more singles then last year. So this is going to be our fourth one. In between that, we actually released an EP there late last year as well. So that was a 5-track EP.
Yeah, that was called Unknown Machine. That came out on the 22nd of October 2021. You followed that up then with a show at Whelan's upstairs, and I'd say that was one of the first shows that you would have done live, is it?
Yeah, it actually was our first show we've done, so that was brilliant. We sold out upstairs, and it was great just after being in lockdown, like I'm sure so many other people say to yourself, just to get on stage again, you know.
Yeah, I'd imagine that was crazy because, you know, some of the artists that have been on the programme, they would have played live together or would have been a solo artist who played live before lockdown, then obviously lockdown hit, and then they were delighted to get back on stage. But for you guys, having only formed in 2019, bringing out your first song in 2020, you never really got to experience the live scene.
Yeah, absolutely. It obviously wasn't what we initially wanted, but I suppose it gave us the time to just focus on writing and recording and all the rest of it, so we tried to see the positives in that as well, you know. We might have got like a weekend in the studio, like when restrictions were temporarily lifted here and there. There was a couple of sessions done at Alan's house, Alan Kelly, our producer, in between as well when we could. So it was a bit of start-stop at times, you know. But yeah, we're based in Dublin, but there's actually only one dub in the band, our rhythm guitarist, Jay. We have Ali from Scotland, I'm from Galway originally, our bass player Shane is from Roscommon, and then Alex, our guitarist, is from Romania, so quite a mix.
Yeah, and so how did you all kind of meet each other then? Was it through college or just through the music scene in general?
Yeah, so I actually moved to Dublin about 4 years ago, and I kind of had the intention of, you know, joining a band. So I actually just saw an advertisement on boards.ie. And that's how I joined the band. As I said, Alex and Ali were in a band called Blue Sun before that. So they just kind of found the rest was through boards and that.
Yeah, I mean, that's an interesting way of finding musicians, I suppose. You know, usually it's not done that sort of way, but if it works, it works. And yeah, yeah. The songs that you guys have been bringing out over the last couple of years have been brilliant, and we featured them on the programme. The new song then is Shout It Out, which we're going to play shortly as well. Tell me a bit about that. It's a little bit different to some of the stuff that you've brought out previously.
I think kind of like the verses on that have more of a darker tone maybe, but then the chorus is very punchy and we try to make it kind of anthemic. So yeah, I think it was kind of a darker turn for us in a sense. The song, the lyrics were written by Ali, our drummer, and it's actually one of the first songs we actually finished together. So it's nice now to actually have the finished article and get it out there to people, you know. So what we're thinking maybe is another single, maybe around the end of summer, and then potentially the album will be released late this year. So you know yourself, sometimes these things change and it can be pushed back, but that's kind of the provisional plan at this stage.
Yeah, one thing that is definitely going ahead is a headline show in the Soundhouse in Dublin on next Saturday, the 11th of June. This is something that you've been looking forward to for quite some time, and I'd say you can't wait now to get back up on stage.
Yeah, we're absolutely buzzing now to get going. Nice to play a summer gig, of course, and in a new venue. I haven't been there yet, but I've heard it's a stunning place to play, so buzzing for that now, yeah.
And people, if they want to get tickets for it, how can they do so?
Yeah, so they can go on to Eventbrite, and if they just search After Bliss, I'm sure they'll find it easily enough there, or they can go on any of our social media channels and find a link there as well. So it's all our handles on everything is at After Bliss Music.
Great stuff. Well, that show, as I say, headline show at the Soundhouse in Dublin next Saturday, the 11th of June, from After Bliss. And this is the brand new single, which is just out today. It's called Shout It Out. Evan Cassidy, lead vocalist with After Bliss, thanks for joining us.
All the best, Owen. Thanks again.